This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. We continue today with the eighth lecture of Fiqh al-Sawm. And alhamdulillah, we covered a variety of subjects. We talked about the virtues of fasting in general, the virtues of fasting the month of Ramadan. And we addressed the types of fasting, the voluntary and the mandatory fast. And then we addressed the mandatory fast once it comes to the time, which is the month of Ramadan. And we talked about the sections or types or groups of people once it comes to the month of Ramadan, and we mentioned that there is a group that has to fast, that would include every Muslim who has reached the age of puberty, he is sane, and he is a resident, and he is not sick. And once it comes to the women, they do not have their period, and also they are not bleeding after delivery. And we talked about people who cannot fast. That would include the women who are experiencing menstruation, and also they are going through the an-nifas, which is a period of time after delivery, where when women would be bleeding. And then we talked about people who have a license to break fast, and they could fast, and that would include the sick. Some people who are sick, they have a license to break fast, but they could fast based on the nature of the sickness. We talked about the traveler, al-musafir. Anybody who is a traveler can break fast, but he still could fast if traveling does not create or brings mashaqqa, hardship. And then we talked about al-hamil wal-murda, the pregnant women and the nursing women. And we talked about the elderly people, the elderly men and the elderly women. And we covered all of this bifadlillah. Then we talked about the pillars of fasting. We mentioned that every deed has a pillar, has conditions, and has things that would invalidate the fast. So we talked about the pillars, and we talked about the invalidators of fasting. What would make your fasting invalid? And then we covered also things that a lot of people may think that they do invalidate the fast, they make it invalid, but in fact, they do not invalidate your fast. And then we concluded yesterday, bifadlillah, with the issue of if somebody dies and he owes fasting, can his offspring or his family after him make that mandatory fast for that person, or make sawmun nadr for that person? The last segment, actually, of Fiqh al-Sawm, the only one that is left, which is Adab al-Siyam, the etiquettes of fasting. And once we talk about Adab al-Siyam, the etiquettes of fasting, we're talking about things that which does not invalidate your fast. But you get more rewards if you do it. You get rewarded more if you do these things. Number one, as-sahur aw as-suhur. Both are correct. Zayy al-wadu wal-wudu. Both are correct. Which is the early morning meal. An Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, Anas narrates, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السَّحُورِ بَرَكَةِ. Have suhoor, the early morning meal, which is before dawn, because there is a blessing, there is a barakah in this meal. Al-Hadith al-Bukhari wa Muslim, it's authentic. Al-Imam al-San'ani, rahimahullah, he actually mentioned the meanings of the word barakah here, the blessings. He says this, وَالْبَرَكَةُ الْمُشَارُ إِلَيْهَا فِي الْحَدِيثِ. And the blessing that is referred to in the hadith, number one, اتِّبَاعُ السُّنَّةِ. هذه سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He used to wake up at night and have suhoor. When you do the same, you are following the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Number two, مخالفة أهل الكتاب. مخالفة أهل الكتاب. That you run away. We know that the people of the book, they used to fast before us. The Christian and the Jews, they used to have fasting. بنص الآية يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you believe, كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم. Fasting is prescribed upon you as it was prescribed upon the nations before you. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال خير الصيام صيام داود. The best of fasting was the fasting of Prophet Dawood عليه السلام. And Prophet Dawood is was sent to Bani Israel. كان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. He used to fast one day and break fast one day. Now, what distinguishes our fasting from their fasting is one thing, which is what? الصحوح. والحديث في صحيح مسلم يصح مرفوعا. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فصل ما بين صيامنا وصيام أهل الكتاب أكلة السحور. What distinguishes our fasting from the fasting of the people of the book is the suhoor, you eating the early morning meal. طبعا if you're familiar with the Christians and the Jews, with the Christians in particular, their fasting is not the fasting that it used to be. أي واحد يعني؟ سنة ولا فرض؟ نعم؟ لا لا voluntary. يعني our brother is asking. نعم أنا فهمت. He's asking about was that their fasting? No. But he used to volunteer. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned about Dawood, خير الصلاة صلاة داود بالليل, وخير الصيام صيام داود. Here it is. Here, look at this. وكان لا يفر إذا لاقى. And when he is in the battlefield, he will not flee. تفهم عني؟ ما هو ذا اللي قتل مين؟ وقتل داود جالوت. ده كان حكاية كده, هو عملاق من عماليق. طالوت يا إخوة, جالوت يا إخوة كان رجل, وداود small, he killed him. وكان لا يفر إذا لاقى. ما هو سيدنا داود, he used to be in the army of who? طالوت. طيب, what is the relationship, ما العلاقة بين الصيام بالليل, الصيام بالنهار, والصلاة بالليل؟ ولا يفر إذا لاقى. Huh? When you do that much, you defeat yourself. You're depriving yourself from eating and drinking, huh? During the day fasting, and at night you praying tahajjud. Then in the battle, huh? Then in the battlefield, then in the battlefield, he would not flee. He used to do this voluntary, sunnah, يعني مندوب, huh? وليس بفرض, huh? لأنه الله سبحانه وتعالى preparing him to be the leader of Bani Israel. كان رب العالمين يجهز يعني يعده كان يعد ليكون ملك بني إسرائيل. ما هو بني إسرائيل يا إخوة, النبوة والملك was taken away from them or was separated. سيدنا موسى كان ملك النبي أو كان ملك النبي. He was a king and a prophet. Then who took over after him? يوشع. اللي هو إذ قال موسى لفتاة. The one who went with Prophet Musa on a journey. After that they went astray. Then the kings, like the Muslim world now, there are scholars, prophets, and rulers. فهم؟ ما هو at first, and then it came back. النبي والملك مع داود. فهمتم you see? This was the kingship and the prophethood was restored again with داود عليه السلام. But between those two, كان في أنبياء, prophets, huh? And at the same time, kings, leaders. زي رئيس الجمهورية ووزير الأوقاف. Huh? Exactly, very similar to this. The president and the mufti. Huh? So you used to have those, and they used to do what? Head to head. Now when Dawood alayhi salam restored and he killed Jalut, then وقتل داود جالوت وآتاه الله الملك والحكمة وعلمه مما يشاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving him الملك, with the prophethood. فداود عليه السلام كان يصوم يوما ويفطر يوما. We go back to this. فصل صيامي أو فصل ما بين صيامنا وصيام أهل الكتاب أكلة السحور أو أكلة السحر. هذا الحديث في صحيح مسلم, حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما. So if you stand up for suhoor, you're following the sunnah, you're distinguishing yourself from the people of the book. I was going to say something, but which is if you're familiar with Christians, how they fast now, they fast from الأشياء اللي فيها الروح, huh? They only eat what? Oily things. Or they fast for 40 days continuously. They do not eat meat, huh? Or fish. Or milk. They eat fish? Yeah. All of cheese. يعني they do not eat all these things, but their fasting is like our fasting. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, faslu, just to let you know that they did what to their fasting? Changed it. Yeah, they changed it. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the one thing that distinguishes our fasting from their fasting is what? As-suhoor. That means their fasting must be what? Identical to our fasting. But they have done what to their fasting? Changed it. Also, if you eat your suhoor, your early morning meal, you become strong. يعني you get a lot of energy that can get you through the day. But if you do not eat at night, by 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, you start losing your energy. But if you eat suhoor, then you know you can carry on, then you're strong. Then you can take care of your family, and then you can take care of the ibadah. And it increases you in doing more. and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels basically send their salah on you, which is their mercy. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send His mercy on you, and angels will ask Allah to forgive you. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, كما في الحديث الحسن الذي أخرجه ابن حبان في صحيحه ورواه أحمد أيضا حديث أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, السحور أكلة بركة. السحور is a blessed meal. فلا تدعوه. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is telling you, don't leave it. Don't leave السحور. Make sure that you get السحور. ولو أن يتجرع أحدكم جرعة ماء. Even if you wake up at night and take a drink of water and go back to sleep. شوف. جرعة الماء, just a sip of water. يجزي. And it will be باركة. Look at this. فإن الله وملائكته يصلون على المتسحرين. شوف هذا الفضل. Allah and His angels send their salah on those who wake up to take that meal. صلاة الله على المتسحرين يعني الرحمة. ها؟ يرحمهم. Mercy. وصلاة الملائكة اللي هي الإيه؟ الاستغفار لهم. The angels would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. It is okay to have that meal at any time of the night. Basically from the sunset, يعني preferably after midnight until الفجر. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر وفي رواية عند أحمد وأخروا السحور. People are still in good shape as long as they hasten with their iftar and they delay their suhoor as late as possible. Hadith Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi في البخاري ومسلم. The wording وأخروا السحور, and then they would delay their suhoor في مسند الإمام أحمد. Now, what is the goodness here? Can somebody tell me what is the sign of goodness here? When the Prophet ﷺ says that people are still in good condition, بخير, as long as they hasten their iftar and they delay their suhoor, what is the sign of goodness here? What is the mark of goodness? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال أمتي بخير. ما هو الخيرية؟ الخيرية في إيه؟ What is that؟ ها؟ الاتباع واحدة ما شاء الله. Having the knowledge of the deen. Because هذه السنة الاتباع. لأن a lot of people they would think this, you know, maybe if I wait after the adhan, I get more rewarded. A lot of people actually do this. No, I gotta see it dark before I break my fast. Or they say, no, let me just eat a half hour before what? The adhan. But it's a sign that you know the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, which will lead you to what? To adhere. That you're following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Normally the people who would delay their iftar are people who do not have the knowledge of the deen. They are not aware that it's virtuous actually to follow the sunnah and eat right when you see the sun sets. He would say, no, let me just wait a little bit more until I see the sun going down. La. You follow the Prophet ﷺ and you break your fast right away. And then he would say, what? Let me delay a little, let me do it earlier. I don't want to delay it. No, follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. وثبت عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه, and it was narrated by أبي هريرة كما عند الدارقطني, وثبت نحوه عن ابن عباس في صحيح ابن حبان, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, أمرنا معاشر الأنبياء أن نعجل إفطارنا ونؤخر سحورنا ونضرب بأيماننا على شمائلنا في الصلاة. We prophets were commanded to hasten our iftar, eat right away, delay our suhoor, ونضرب بأيماننا على شمائلنا في الصلاة. And we place our right hands and our left hands in the salah. So if you do like this, that is wrong. But you have to place what? The right on the left. Or if you do like this, some people they do like this. Be careful with that. طيب, a lot of people, especially back where culture penetrated the issue, that we come up with something called مدفع الإفطار, مدفع الإمساك. Did this get passed on to other countries than Egypt? I know in Egypt we used to have a cannon. The cannon would really they shoot a cannon in the air, and then the people would know what? This is time to do what? To break your fast. And the people would not break their fast until they hear the cannon. ما يعني العبرة بغروب الشمس, the variable that you see the sun setting, even if you do not hear the adhan. You see the sun setting, والعبرة بالفجر, that the fajr is here. طيب, something very important, that if you are eating your suhoor and you heard the adhan and you have carried in your hand a drink of water, some food, don't put it down. Finish it. Take it. Even if you hear the adhan, drink your water. But what you're banned from doing is initiating something after hearing the adhan. So it happens that you're doing like this and then you heard the adhan. Don't put it down. Drink. But after hearing the adhan, don't do this. Don't pick it up and drink. You see the difference between the two? وثبت هذا في يعني في الصحيح. طيب, the second etiquette of fasting is that you hasten your iftar, like we mentioned. يستحب للصائم تعجيل الفطر متى غربت الشمس, لحديث سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله عنه, لا يزال الناس بخير ما عجلوا الفطر. People are still in good condition, Muslims, يعني, as long as they hasten their iftar. ويتحقق الفطر بأدنى شيء. And you break your fast with anything. But it is highly recommended that you break your fast on رطب, which is dates that are what? Not dry dates. The other one that you could take the skin out. So ما هي هذه? You know the dates that you could take the skin out? رطب. Then dry date. Level 2. Then water. فإن لم يجد فالتمر. فإن لم يجد فالماء. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, Anas narrates, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuftiru ala rutabatin aw ratibatin qabla an yusalli, before he prays. Fa'in lam takun fa'ala tamratin, the dried, the one that we have now. Fa'in lam takun hasawatin min ma'in, if he does not find both, then he does what? Gets a drink of water. Now, I want to ask you again, does this invalidate your fast if you break your fast on food? La. But this is what? The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these are some of the etiquettes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he used to break his fast. وصح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. It was authentically transmitted that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make this dua when he breaks his fast. عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما. والحديث حسن عند أبي داود والحاكم وصححه. كان رسول الله, يعني سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا أفطر, when he breaks his fast, he used to say, ذهب الظمأ وابتلت العروق وثبت الأجر إن شاء الله. The thirst is gone, the veins are nourished, and بإذن الله تعالى I will get the reward of this day. طبعا يعني كثير من الإخوة الآن لا يتبعون السنة في مسألة الإفطار. They do not follow the sunnah once it comes to break fasting. What they do is, as soon as they hear the adhan, they end up what? Eating. Before Maghrib. He would go ahead and eat and eat and eat. He would become heavy for Maghrib. Huh? I mean, the you know, when you're so hungry and then you fill your stomach with food, then the blood is concentrated where? On your belly. So the mind, the brain is what? يعني very slow. And look at Sunnah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what you really need is some sugar. Sugar. To what? To circulate your blood through your system. And this comes from where? Rutab. Or the dried dates. This will keep you going. And then after that, you can eat. Then you're ready to eat. يعني اتباع السنة فيها صحة. يعني when you follow the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, there is a lot of good aspects of it, even proven by medicine, by medical individuals who are in the field of medicine. They say this: when you're so hungry, do not fill your stomach, because the blood becomes what? Focused in the area of the belly, where the digestion has to take place. And then your brain is what? Is blank. طبعاً also another thing is, subhanAllah, يعني, Muslims right now, when they break their fast, look at the amount of food they throw every night. Huh? يعني because you're fasting, then you cook this meal, and you cook this meal, and you cook this meal, and you cook this meal. You look at the table, يعني Muslims, fasting, you're supposed to cut down on the food that you eat. But Muslims, they actually devour more food in Ramadan, or consume more food in Ramadan. I would not say they consume the trash cans. Consume more food in Ramadan than the rest of the year. Because you're so hungry, then you take the plate and you fill it out, fill it out, fill it out. And then you find, because don't forget that when you fast, your stomach does what? Shrinks. Becomes smaller. Then once you want to eat, you think that you're going to eat the whole world. You think you can eat a whole goat, a whole lamb. And then within 5 to 7 minutes, maybe you're full. You don't want to eat anymore. What is going to happen to the food? هذا مخالف للسنة. This is against the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, because the Prophet ﷺ used to eat, once he eats, he used to do what? Clean up the plate completely. Nothing would be left in the plate. Add to this, you know how many Muslims in the world are in need for the food that you just thrown in the trash can? There are people, ya ikhwa, who cannot even find food to eat. This is again etiquettes that we have to observe as Muslims, that we should not waste our food. Another etiquette is, طبعا ملازمة التقوى. ملازمة التقوى. Simply, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he talked about the day of fasting, he said this: إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ. If this is a day of fasting, do not commit rafath. طيب ما هو الرفث? What is الرفث? مقدمات الجماع. الرفث is everything that precedes having intercourse. Whether it is desiring, whether it is looking, whether it is flirting, talking sweet, text messaging, sending emails, with this context. هذا كله رفث. فإذا كان يوم أحدكم إذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث. تو ولا يصخب. الصخب إيه? Don't be noisy. Don't make noise. If you're fasting, calm down. Don't be loud. Don't be harsh. Now, ولا يجهل. Don't try to act ignorantly with people. Don't try to be smart with people. I mean, in the sense of, you know, speaking smart and yani, humble yourself. That's all diseases of the nafs. When you speak because you want to be noted, these are diseases of the nafs. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is enabling you to take down your nafs by making your nafs hungry. So don't be starving to death, and at the same time you're showing off and you know, you're trying to be funny and just come down, okay? Just, you know, you don't have to be that person in Ramadan. Just quit that person. You know, you don't have to be noted wherever you go. Just quit that person. Now, if you are acting in this manner, you're humbling yourself and you're not being smart with anybody, and you know, you're just, okay, I'm just, you know, I'm nobody, guys, okay? You know what? You're going to be tested. Allah is going to send you somebody who wants to show off, and he's going to play on you because he sees you now what? Huh? Down. هو يقول لك ايه يقول لك عبيط ده ولا يعني he comes to you like this guy, he looks like I can, you know, pick on him. So Allah is going to test you with somebody else who wants to show off. He's going to come and try to make fun of you, be smart with you. Now what should you do? Huh? Be smart like him. Look at this. فَإِن شَاتَمَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ. Even if it reaches to fighting you. So if he insults you, if he is too rude to you, if he is too ignorant with you, and even if he decides to fight with you, you should say what? فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِم. You say what? I'm fasting. I'm not going to... يعني سبحان الله هذا القول, you're reminding yourself that you're fasting, that this is not the manners of a fasting person to fight. And listen, I'm fasting and I am guarded by fasting to get back at you. Please stop. Okay? Please stop. Also, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كما في البخاري ومسلم وسنن أبي داود كما في البخاري وسنن أبي داود والترمذي وابن ماجه, he said, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. If you do not leave قول الزور, طيب, saying falsehood, speaking falsehood, that would include what? Huh? Lying? Huh? Backbiting? Gossiping? ما هو ده كله قول الزور. قول الزور. شهادة الزور. That you bear witness false testimony. Huh? قول الزور. Falsehood. False speech. singing music, to وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ, acting falsehood, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need you to fast, to give up your food and drink. يعني سبحان الله تجد, sometimes you see a Muslim who is fasting ولا يتورع عن أكل لحم أخيه. يعني he's fasting, he gossips, backbites. طب إزاي هذا؟ How would you do this when you are fasting and you're guarding your stomach from receiving food and water, and you're leaving that limb, the tongue? Huh? You're guarding even your private part from committing sexual intercourse with your spouse, and you're leaving the tongue open like this, just free to say and to do whatever it wants to do, then there is something wrong with your fasting. So one of the etiquettes of fasting, that you guard your tongue from speaking falsehood, and you guard the rest of your limbs from acting falsehood. Another etiquette is Al-Qur'an. Al-Qur'an. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. The month of Ramadan in which the Qur'an was revealed. Also Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما narrates, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أجود الناس. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be the most generous of all people. But here is وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. And his generosity would skyrocket when? In Ramadan. When? حِينَ يَلْقَاهُ جِبْرِيلِ. When Jibreel alayhi salam would come to spend time with him, doing what? وكان جبريل عليه السلام يلقاه كل ليلة في رمضان حتى ينسلخ يعرض عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن فإذا لقيه جبريل كان أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. Basically Abdullah ibn Abbas is saying that Jibreel عليه السلام would come to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم every year in Ramadan and review with him the Quran that was revealed. The last year he came twice. He reviewed it with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam what? Twice. So look, when you engage with the Quran, reciting the Quran, reflecting upon the Quran, that leads you to do what? To be generous. This is why the Prophet ﷺ, his generosity, what? Because when you're spiritually lifted, you can give. But when you don't have iman, you don't have faith, normally you become a little bit stingy. فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, you see the relationship between giving and the Quran? When you are engaged in the Quran, with the Quran, reciting it, learning it, this normally leads you to do a lot of righteous deeds. The other thing is we should do is ad-du'a. Another etiquette is ad-du'a. Subhanallah, look at the verses of fasting. It began with يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Then شهر رمضان أياما معدودات. And then شهر رمضان, the verse that follows it. So verse 1, verse 2, verse 3 talks about what? Siyam and the rulings of the Siyam. Then verse 4, just leave it, but go verse 5, it talks about fasting and the rulings of fasting. You find verse number 4, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And if your servants ask you, O Muhammad, about me, tell them I am near. But what is the relationship between this verse and the subject matter? Are you getting the point that I'm trying to make? There is a relationship between fasting and dua. الصائم له دعوة عند فطره, especially at the time of his iftar. If he makes dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer his dua. طيب, the last thing inshallah is the from the etiquettes is that here or somewhere else? Somewhere else is basically التوبة. We must, ya ikhwa, تجديد التوبة. We must strive to do توبة before Ramadan. And in Ramadan, we must do this. And you will never be able to benefit from the month without making a sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this month. إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب النار وصفدت الشياطين. Here it is. ولله عتقاء من النار. Every single night there are people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free their necks from the hellfire. وذلك في كل ليلة. يعني you could be written in one of the nights of Ramadan that you are not going to go to the hellfire. We know that some Muslims who say لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله may have to go to the hellfire. You could be written in one of these nights of Ramadan that you're done. You're gonna go to Jannah straight. But you need tawbah. You need to repent before this, inshallah. طيب, inshallah, a lot of, طبعا, الشيطان, he knows that he's gonna be chained in Ramadan. الشيطان, ما هو الحديث يقول إيه صفدت الإيه الشياطين. So he's gonna be chained in Ramadan. He's not gonna be able to get to people at least the same amount of liberty that he does during the course of the year. So what Shaitan does? Shaitan inspires the human Satans to prepare 6 months ahead of Ramadan to distract you in Ramadan. The movie of Ramadan, the soap opera of Ramadan, مسلسل Ramadan, فزورة Ramadan, the puzzle of Ramadan. يعني after the fall down of Mubarak, I read a figure that they spent the last Ramadan almost 7 billion Egyptian pounds to produce material just for Ramadan. مسلسل, soap operas, movies, plays, just for Ramadan. ما هو الشيطان إيه? He knows that he's not what? So he has to do his work when? And they start producing 6 months. They start the production for Ramadan 6 months ahead of Ramadan. وتلاقي, يعني you will find the people who were brought up in the culture that, you know, you have to watch the puzzle of Ramadan. جيب لك سمير غانم كده, إيه واحد عمال يعمل لك كده ويضحك على الناس ونيلي, واحد اسمها نيلي كانت, مش عارف أسماء كده غريبة, مش عارف أسماء بيجيبوها منين الأسماء, ها تتراقص ورقص أمام الناس. Dance. You really you're fasting. وإيه? The most I recall this. The movies that carry a lot of temptation. A lot of temptation. So here you're fasting, and they show the women to you. Dancing and be careful. It is not one of the etiquettes of fasting that you sit in front of the television because you're fasting and you're hungry. بعدين يجي يقول لك ايه بتعمل ايه يا عم الحاج, يقول لك بسلي الصيامي. ها بسلي ايه صيامي, والمسلسل ده جود كان يجيب لك حاجه. كان في انا اتذكر هذا جيدا وانا كنت لسه في الجامعه، مسلسل اسمه رأفة الهجان، فاكر انت المسلسل هذا؟ يجي وقت التراويح بالضبط، وقت العشاء، رأفة الهجان هذا بعد سبيناج you know you probably heard about that. At the time of عشاء they show it and it's very exciting. حاجي أحمد it's very exciting. I mean it's a very exciting and suspense. And so I used to walk around Cairo and I see the coffee shops packed. People they don't even have enough chairs for the people would be standing. ولا يجيب لك اللي هو الايه الراجل اللي بيعمل الاشكال ده اسمه الكاميرا الخفيه، ده كانديد كاميرا. شغل شياطين هذا كله، شغل شياطين. يعني سبحان الله I'll never forget this. I was last Ramadan, this is was my I was delivering a khutbah here about this, about the same exact thing. And then I went out to my car, or maybe somebody told me, I don't know if somebody showed to me the flyer. There is somebody who owns a restaurant here somewhere, and he was sticking flyers on the cars. Ramadan is here. Shisha. Watch your best Ramadan series. SubhanAllah, I just delivered the message to the people. Be careful with that. Don't waste your time on this. And the brothers distributing flyers outside. It was not Ramadan yet. So shaitan. But you need to understand shaitan is going to be what? That is why he gets people what? Because a lot of people are tackled. They say, you tell me shaitan is chained. I mean, what all this evil that we see in Ramadan? Mahua is working on the, and he actually prepares them ahead of time. He prepares them ahead of time. In a way, it is a waste of your time. This is a very precious time in the month of Ramadan that you should not waste in watching a soap opera. You should not waste in watching a movie. You should devote this to the Quran, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. وخاصاً music. يعني if you listen to music يا إخوة, stop it in Ramadan. I mean, I'm not saying that and then start it again after Ramadan because music is haram to begin with, but make it a chance. What about listening to the Quran? النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول كما في حديث أبي مالك الأشعري سيكون أقواما من أمتي يستحلون الحرى والحرير والخمر والمعازف. Time will come when some of my followers will make halal music. طب in Ramadan, music, you listen to music in Ramadan, dancing in Ramadan, ده كلام لا stop this. I mean if these are some of the etiquettes of the month of Ramadan inshallah. One of the best things that you can do, يعني سبحان الله, الصاحب, the Arabs, they actually used to say this, الصاحب ساحب. You know what that means? الصاحب, your friend will drag you. Your friend will drag you. الصاحب ساحب. ولذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حذر. He warned. قال المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالف. Now we're suffering throughout the year from having bad company. Bad friends. They call us to get us in trouble. Your golden opportunity to make up a good company is the month of Ramadan. Because you're supposed to spend a lot of your time in the masjid. And that is where you will find the good company. You do not find the good company in the market or in Super 8 or whatever, Starbucks, or no, you find them here in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I tell you, anybody that you meet here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place affection between your hearts. But anybody that you meet outside of here, you normally meet on the dunya. Dunya, you met for a dunya. ولذلك هذا سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. Seven people who will be shaded under the throne. رجلان تحابا في الله. Two brothers or two sisters who loved one another just for Allah. طب شوف اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه. طب where this can you meet him in Walmart? You're gonna meet for Allah in Walmart? They met to do what? To worship Allah. And they separated to go do the work. Work, that's العمل عبادة. After the salah, yes. وتفرق علي. This can only apply to meeting somebody in the masjid. فtry, and I address the youth, try to look for a good company in the masjid. And your ideal time to find that good company would be during the month of Ramadan, when a lot of people, they would come to the masjid. It's a golden opportunity. Try as much as possible to keep up with Salat al-Jama'ah in the masjid. Again, this is a time when you have to do your best. Basically, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be in Ramadan in the highest level. Right now, if you bring Isha and Fajr in the masjid, then you at least have to do Maghrib and another Salah. If not, the five. So you must increase what? You see like a thermostat, huh? Was that much in Sha'ban, that much in Rajab, huh? In Ramadan it must go up. Go up. You cannot run Ramadan like you run another day. Because this could be your last Ramadan. This Ramadan could be your last Ramadan. And the chance for forgiveness is in Ramadan. And you waste that opportunity. Three chances. If you fast, إيمانا واحتسابا, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. If you do قيام, إيمانا واحتسابا, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. If you observe ليلة القدر, إيمانا واحتسابا, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. ولله عتقاء من النار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free every night next from the hellfire. Where else you find chances like this throughout the year? It's like a sale. Like a sale. You know, like when they have a sale in the market? Ramadan is the sale. Ramadan is the season. You must excel or strive for excellence in the month of fasting. طبعاً, one last thing. A lot of the brothers, ابتلاهم الله بالتدخين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inflicted, يعني they are tested by smoking. طبعا, يعني apart from the fact, they would debate with you and tell you smoking is not haram, and we tell them smoking is haram. But they will debate with you and say smoking is not haram, and we tell them smoking is haram. And then they will tell you smoking is not haram, then we'll tell them smoking is haram. You see, I'll never forget this time when somebody smokes marijuana. He said, didn't Allah make marijuana throw in the ground, يعني grow? That means it's good. Allah made it grow, يعني, that means it's good. He's justifying. He's making it lawful for him. We tell those brothers, Ramadan is the golden opportunity to stop. If you're able to refrain from smoking for 16 hours, especially this year, why not make this a training? Why not make this a training to complete? يعني subhanAllah, أنا رأيت بأم عيني, I saw it with my eyes, people who would break fast with a cigarette. يعني هو صائم طول النهار. The first thing that he would do is the cigarette. شوف, to that extent, the craving. But if you're able to maintain refraining from smoking for such a period of time, then you should be able. So these are some of the etiquettes of fasting. Inshallah, if you have some questions, we'll answer these questions. Tomorrow, inshallah, I'm planning to bring up two issues. Salatul Qiyam
and the issue of the moon signing. Yani we want to talk about it. Yani calculation, the people who follow calculation and moon signing, which one is correct, and the ruling regarding this issue, and also address the issue, if we have time, at Taraweeh, inshallah, and the etiquettes of Salatul Taraweeh, and also some of the differences that we have in some of our masajid, where people pray 20 rak'ah, and people who pray 8 rak'ah, and what is the difference, and which one is which, inshallah. So this would be the last pieces of Fiqh al-Sawm. With this we have concluded Fiqh al-Sawm, inshallah, which is tomorrow, because Ramadan could be Sunday, right? Sunday or Monday. So khalas, yani it's time for you to check out the past year and see what you done wrong and do your tawbah and the day. Jazakumullahu khaira. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.